So, Uma? Upasana is a foundation, is a company, is an NGO, it's a business.
Very good question. Very good question. Upasana is started as a business unit in Auroville, and in between played a serious NGO role and did a lot of social project, and now we are moving into social business. So we are a futuristic hybrid where business has to go, and we are merging social and business together, and I have been very proud of being able to do that and able to be in Auroville and practice that. And me being personally a designer, I always also thought about, will design be as holistic as yoga can be, mm-hmm. or life can be, and what that would be. So there is a, it had been a last couple of years of contemplation where we arrived at integral design, looking at integral business, contemplating and trying. I can never claim and that we are there, no way, but we are really trying that what that would be, because there is no reference. So that's what we have been, and now we are a bit in shock after cyclone, and had been put us in a deep reflection of why, which is very normal. I guess I'm a little bit in reflective mode of what does it mean to Upasana, where a very sacred and the central space of Upasana had been hit. We did not lose a roof, and we did not lose a huge beautiful tree. We lost something very sacred. Okay. It had been a center of Upasana, and everybody, all of us, was around that tree. So that was our mother tree. And if that is lost, seems like the home mama is gone somewhere. And but we say, no, mama is not gone. Auroville is a land of mama, and she is around. But in our little space, something has happened which has shaken us, not physically or financially, but psychologically and also emotionally. So we did lose a couple of trees, and that's okay. But this tree was a bit too much to lose for us. So that's the state of affair. We have cleaned up Upasana for last 72 hours and more now. It looks much better. The trauma is less. We are trying. We have switched on the generator today. We have given line to our neighbors to have light over there, and trying to share. And well-wishers are asking what can we do, and we are telling them, send candles, send some solar light, send chainsaw, send mobile or a portable generator, and they are sending all, and we are sharing it with all. We are supplying candles to PTDC. We are going to give the solar light to PTDC now, and it's not about us. I mean, I really feel that help to community, it cannot be personalized, and we will not. So we are sharing as much as we can. We charge the generator, our UPS, for 4 hours, and we send the generator. Now it is moving into different communities and serving. And so I feel happy. It's a moment we all have gone through something, and we all are sharing something, whatever we have. But yes, my deepest need is to just be silent.
Okay.
And reflect, and just try to open myself that future can come down, and I'm sure there is something very beautiful has to happen, that we had to create such a dramatic base to receive that the sacred has to be received now, and I really want to be open to be able to receive that. That's my deepest wish.
Are you planning to do something? Because I'm seeing now that you are rebuilding the roof, and it's a really fast job. I don't know if you have plans to do something with the tree that you recover from the cyclone.
No, for me the tree was not physical, and I'm not. I'm sure Auroville is not going to plant all the tree which we are going to have lost it, but. we're really going to learn the lesson that what it is which she's trying to tell us. I'm more curious about that than the physical tree.
Okay.
But what we are now talking about to creating a corpus fund which can help all of us, not only Upasana or not only some of Aurobillion, but also all these 40 people who are coming from the village. We are a team of 52 people. And 40 people is coming from village and they also have lost their homes and they also have a problem. Who is listening to that? So I think there is a need in me to becoming that tree myself and looking at saying, am I able to protect everyone who is under this? And what that would be, because vulnerability is the issue and how do we deal with the, not only in the personal level but also at the collective level, whatever Upasana is builded by each one of us. Either they are coming from Auroville or they are guests or they are coming from village, does not really matter. They have all are the bricks of Upasana and they all have to be protected. So that is the need. So before that, what has to any corpus fund to be created, any help to be centralized or do something about it, I have to build the physical as a background. So I'm trying to build, and Auroville has been very generous and housing has asked us to give us the estimation. They are constantly checking whether it's all okay, and that's already great solidarity. So building the physical is for its immediate need and which we are on. And after that, we are today going to do the need assessment for our staff and see what we can do for them. And put some candles and put some mantras and hold each other's hand and just say yes and be happy to be alive and there for the new year and be in Auroville. So that is more precious. And then later we'll see where is the mother tree has to come now, or whether she will come in the tree form or she will go somewhere else and appear in another form. Mm-hmm. And that's okay with us.
Yes.
That's okay. But taking it gracefully, what has happened, and opening ourselves to the future, that we really hear what Mother Nature has to say and what future has to say and what would be our action aligning to that is what is more important to me than anything else.
Mm. I understand. So this is a process of transformation in a sense.
It is. It is. If it is... you are very, very rightly said. It's a process of transformation. It comes with such an intensity. We are ready. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
The best. Yeah. Maybe I'll just tell you something else. The best part was that I had just moved in Luminosity 2 weeks before the cyclone, and Luminosity is one of the badly hit community of Auroville. And the middle of the night where the whole chaos was going on and I was just longing to see the sunrise and saying, wow, it's just 2 o'clock and it's, wow, I hope it will get morning. I want to see the sunlight, and the wind was dancing outside the big glass window which was shaking that any minute it will collapse. I was scared and the phone rings and my watchman said, madam, it's all over. Building has collapsed. So I didn't want to even see the morning because there was nothing to look up to. He says, "Now I see the wall will fall on my face, maybe." And which morning I'm looking up to, and the phone rings in 2:30 in the night saying, "Madam, building is over." And he's shaking. That was something very powerful for me to just hold, and I said, "Cool, chill, it's okay. We will see whatever." And I knew the Upasana Upasana is my dream, and one was that my whole glass wall was shaking and it would fall any minute, and I'm watching it and I'm awake and the cyclone is outside and my building there collapses. And that moment was very powerful. I think that I would remember. And it took me 14 hours to come to see, able to see Upasana. I couldn't come out of my own room. Then we had tons of glass to clean up, which we cleaned our house. Then I started cleaning the communities, different houses and hand-holding, and there is so much to do. And then I forgot about Upasana, and the evening tried to come to Upasana. There was no way I could reach, and it took 1.5 hours of walking, and somehow I crawled in, and it looked like that I'm standing in the forest of Andaman. Upasana must have been buried under somewhere. I know there's anything under. That was quite a story. And I sat in the pond, and there was no pond. I was sitting on the tree, and I was actually sitting on the pond, and we have two ponds. I'm just sitting, and my little cat, Kichu, he's not willing to go. The little one was the only guardian holding the building and not willing to move, and meowing and just being over there. Felt so protected in a way that, wow, after all that, there's such a sense of being together. Okay. I went back in the darkness home, but I knew that a lot of help is needed, a lot of prayer will be needed, a lot of peace has to be called upon, and there is so much agitation in the nature that we all have to relax and really deeply be grounded.
How was the reaction of the community after the fact about approaching to Upasana? Like, who was the first person to come and give you support, or how community organized around this
event? Yeah, I guess that community could not organize. We all, at large, everybody was hit. Everybody has to look at their own physical, then their physical space, then their physical surrounding of community, and then think of what's happening on the road.
Yeah.
To arrive at the road of whoever, wherever it was, it took 1.5 days. So there was no way I could have been greedy to say who will help Upasana. I was just crying, seeing people, and we were able to clean roads, and had a lot of gratitude that we could clean roads. And surely the community is the top priority. The smaller community can wait. Larger community is a priority. So when I came to Upasana, there somebody was having a little garden cutter and pruning some tiny little branches, and there's a massive tree is fallen, and he's cutting some tiny ones. My neighbor, and I say, I appreciate your gesture, although it's not helping. But we all laughed and saying, yes, it's just energy.
At least you start for somewhere.
So there's this sense of people pass by and would stop and give me a hug. And somebody said, but you were cleaning luminosity, and you did not know that your Upasana is so totally collapsed. I said, I knew it. That's why I was cleaning luminosity.
Good answer.
Yeah, I knew it very well what was happened. So when I finished over there and felt, yes, my first duty of my physical space, I have cleaned it. I have cleaned my neighbor's house. I have cleaned a couple of neighbor's house. I have cleaned that immediate street or wherever, and now I can go and see where is my workplace. And of course, over there, there's a large investment of time, energy, a lot of things. We'll start. But surely, if I had come to Upasana, I was not available to anybody else, and I didn't want to do that. I just felt that, let's be human. Anyway, what has happened. Now we go, we start wherever we are. So, wherever I was, it took me 20 hours to come out to give my time to Upasana, and I'm happy to be here.
Well, looks have fast improvement also in the work here.
It is. Our staff had been amazing. All the village people or our staff, they came and they stood, and they didn't have their houses straight either, but they came to work. They came to clean. And
that's
beautiful. Yeah, that's very beautiful. Very beautiful. I didn't have any problem. My neighbors, CSR Ramu, he organized the crane and he organized everything, and he's just sent, and such a huge tree. We cut it, 15 people cut the tree, but still we had cut only 30%. So then we needed a huge crane came, and then we had another 15 people and crane and power saw and everything, and then we managed to clean. So there was a lot of help.
Yes. I'm happy to hear that. That means a lot of people love Upasana.
Yes, yes, we are lucky. Yes. And I know that. Thank you, lady.